Although he touched on a small part of his life, there is much, much more to tell. So tonight we have several speakers who will attempt to fill some of the gaps, but I doubt we will ever know it all. I'll introduce them individually, commencing with Matt Tilbrook. Now, Matt and Bob have been friends for 57 years, and Matt is going to talk about Bob's bachelor days racing and his MP.
I met Bob when he was around 20 years old, and his brother Jack. They came to Adelaide and they lived in North Adelaide. I can remember it well. So can everybody, because there's a lot of people there that night. Bob was well and truly settled into Adelaide, particularly the Saturday night party scene. He always had something wild to do on Saturday night. A few boys always wanted to tag along with him, and that was never a problem. And somebody had to drive him home. At that time, Bob was working as a wool classer on the South Australian border from Milbrinker down. And that was down to Broken Hill and down the border and then west towards the River Darwin. And he worked during the week, and then on weekends he'd head back to Adelaide. There was always something to go to on Saturday night, and if there was, he was going to be there, and he was. Groups of friends always used to meet up at various places, and somehow Bob was always there. And he was known to, at some of these places that he went to, he'd break out in song on the odd time or two, which is almost every night, isn't it? Bob owned various cars. On one occasion, he had a Volkswagen, but he also owned an MGTD. He once sent his MG off for some minor repair work. But the car in the hands of fellow called John Taylor. However, he did. A little did he know, while Bob went back to the property to work, John had entered his MG in a car race at Port Wakefield without Bob knowing. When he found out, he thought it was a hell of a joke. Everybody queried the fact that he should have done that. It was a little bit naughty. When he found out that it was starting a long friendship with John Taylor, I thought it would have been the end of it. Bob went to the original Albert Park racing circuit in 1955. There was a party of about 10 of us. We stayed at the Grand Cannon Park Hotel in St Kilda, well known to people that follow the racing at that time. And this is during the Olympic Run Trek. There was plenty of attractions to make a trip to Melbourne a good idea. Now, there's something here on a... one of the rooms were, you know, two rooms, small rooms, and the others were sleeping on the floor up the other end of the hotel, and it was thought that the bed in the small room was in the road, so we started dismantling that, and there were bed ends and irons and mattresses and pillows and everything, so we started transferring from one end of the hotel to the other, and Bob was caught by the manager of the hotel. As he walked past the door with the manager looking at him, walking past with a mattress behind him. Like Father Christmas, he was Father Christmas. They were good days, and we made sure we had a lot of fun. He wasn't going to miss out on any of that. Bob and I each had about 21st birthdays about the same time, and his was at Mount Pleasant, that was the start of a lot of meetings, whether it was well unbanned, but we did over the years finish up having a lot of lunches in the suburbs here, and he had a happy knack of conning the waitresses in the hotels to just give us something at the door.
little bit extra. This one's getting on the menu. With coffee and in a lot of cases, the guy just had to go to the shop next door to get the chocolate. Buy them with the right money. So with his coffee. Get away to do that sort of thing. Get away with it. Any time that we met, one of the first things I'd say to him is, "How's Charlie?" "He's beautiful." it was the regular reply. You really love that little dog, and it's pretty easy to understand that because that Charlie is a lovely little dog. He lives when he was first married at Kernlight Gardens, and then he moved to, he built a house at Tay Road, Gill, and that was when children started coming along the way, and he's built several homes in houses, like holiday houses or weekend houses down at Normanville in that area. And he often said that he'd like to, even when he was old enough to think that's not a good idea, but he still had a yearning to he liked doing it to the point that he had full assurance about doing it again, but whether that's good news to build upon. And that's something he did very well. I think that possibly covers the main points.
Thank you, Matt. Matt, remember we agreed on 5 minutes. You're always the wild card, Matt.
There were so many things that we did and laughed about, but you know, we can't really make a big report about having lunch, but I mean, there are a lot of things going on while we had lunch.
Yeah.
With your permission, we'll...
Yeah. Well done. Well done.